I'm Karen Given. Coming up next week on Only a Game, Bill Littlefield returns with a story of a women's college basketball team a few decades ahead of its time. But now I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
In what clearly is the most important story of the week, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has shared the suspect board he's using to hunt down his stolen Super Bowl jersey. So who do you think did it, Lady Gaga or the crab people from South Park?
No, my money's on Creepy Me, which is the artist rendition of Tom in the courtroom while the court was hearing his case during Deflategate. I suspect Creepy Me, but who knew that Tom Brady knew who Gollum was and all these other pop culture characters?
Well, at least his Instagram people know who those people are.
Yeah.
Okay, in real sports news, the NBA trade deadline passed this week, and we should talk about the really big deals, or maybe it would be more appropriate to talk about the deals that didn't happen.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest deal, obviously, was DeMarcus Cousins going to the Pelicans to pair up with Anthony Davis. Once again, though, the Boston Celtics seem to have more chips than anybody else, didn't use any of them. Same thing can be said for Indiana. They were talking about dealing Paul George, and he's still there.
This week, L.A. Lakers team president and co-owner Jeannie Buss announced some big changes meant to get that team off the bottom of the NBA standings. I can't decide which is the bolder move, hiring Magic Johnson as the team's GM or firing her own brother Jim from his role as executive VP for basketball operations.
Well, the Busses have always been quite an interesting family, and that's only a twist in that. The interesting thing about hiring Magic is, if you remember way back in the day, the best thing the Lakers ever did and the move that created the Lakers of the 1980s was hiring Pat Riley. And they didn't hire him from another team. They hired him out of the broadcast booth. So the Lakers are known for this kind of thing. And the last time they did it, it worked really well.
Cleveland Cavaliers point guard Kyrie Irving has said that he believes the earth is flat. And my favorite response comes from Golden State's Draymond Green, he of the multiple groin punches, who says, quote, "It's just his opinion. It's hard to call someone's opinions crazy." You have strong feelings about the difference between fact and opinion, so I'm going to let you take it from there.
First of all, I don't think Kyrie Irving was serious. I think Kyrie Irving was having a little fun. Either that or he didn't learn anything while he was in the 25 minutes he was at Duke. But yeah, you can call somebody's opinion crazy, and that opinion is crazy.
Charlie, I usually avoid talking about conference restructuring, but since breaking off from football schools and rebuilding itself as a basketball-centric conference, the Big East has had great success on the court and at the bank. So is there a lesson here?
The Big East has a lock on most of the schools that don't have football and play big-time basketball, certainly on the Catholic ones that do. This was a brilliant move, and it gets more brilliant almost by the day. And it is an interesting argument for the people who believe that big-time football is the anchor dragging down college athletics.
Spring training has sprung, thank goodness, which means that Alex Rodriguez is back, this time as a sort of life coach for the younger Yankees players. Do you think he has anything to teach?
Yeah, if he teaches from his own mistakes, absolutely.
Major League Baseball has approved the use of a dugout signal for intentional walks that will spare baseball fans the ponderous ritual of a pitcher throwing four consecutive high and wide pitches. Is this a good move?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good move. I think it's kind of, I don't know, you know, if you really want to speed up the game, enforce the time limit that takes out a pitcher to throw a baseball. But, I mean, yeah, this is silliness, but it does take out the one in a million chance that the pitcher will throw the intentional walk ball into the stands and be very entertaining.
Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says that he's been met with a, quote, lack of cooperation from the Players Association over other rules changes meant to speed up the game. Given the fact that traditionalists also seem to unilaterally hate these proposals, is this a fight the commissioner can win?
No, it isn't. And it's not a fight you got to be bringing to the public either, given baseball's sorry history with its union.
Sammy Sosa was asked this week if it bothers him that despite a lack of proof, so many fans assume he took performance-enhancing drugs. And his response was to compare himself to Jesus Christ. Bad move?
Always a bad move. Don't compare yourself to Jesus. Even if you're Jesus, don't compare yourself to Jesus. Unless you're one of the Alou brothers, of course. Then you can compare yourself to Jesus.
Budapest has joined Hamburg and Rome in dropping out of the bidding for the 2024 Summer Olympics. Only LA and Paris remain in the mix. How soon before they both drop out?
I have a horrible feeling it's going to wind up in L.A. again. And I experienced the 1984 Summer Olympics in L.A. up close and personal, and I never want to go through that again.
And finally, Charlie, sports talk radio host Mike Francesa is leaving his post at WFAN in December. This week, he asked New Jersey Governor Chris Christie if he'd be interested in the job. Governor Christie didn't exactly say no, and I think this is a great idea.
Yeah, he needs a gig very badly. So sure, why not? Let him be a talk show host for a while. Of course, he doesn't take people disagreeing with him very well.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce in Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.